Welcome. The topic today is designing incentive prizes as an innovation strategy for government agencies. A new report published by Deloitte Consulting and available free online focuses on incentive prizes. Its title is The Craft of Incentive Prize Design: Lessons for the Public Sector. As the report notes, quote, incentive prizes seem deceptively simple. Identify a problem, create and publicize a prize-based challenge for solving that problem, sign up diverse participants, and offer a reward to the winner. In practice, designing prizes that target the right problem, attract the most capable participants, and capture the imagination of the public to successfully achieve a desired outcome involves a complex set of design choices, unquote. Joining us to discuss the report is one of its co-authors, Jesse Goldhammer. He's a principal with Monitor Deloitte, and he joins us by phone from San Francisco. Jesse, welcome.
Well, thanks so much, Andy. Delighted to be here.
One of the points you make in the report is that prizes and challenges are no longer an exotic innovation strategy. They're becoming much more mainstream. Tell us more.
Sure. The basic story is that challenges and prizes are really being used by lots of different types of organizations at this point. In the last 5 years, U.S. government has launched 350 prizes and actively promotes their use through especially the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. Prizes are commonly used by foundations and philanthropies and, for example, in the kind of foundation space that's focused on government. You could take a look at Bloomberg Philanthropies Mayor's Challenge, which is a great example. Or in Europe, you could look at Nesta, which is another organization that builds challenges and prizes really for addressing public sector problems. Prizes are, of course, used by lots of corporations. A great example would be the Netflix Prize or even Kaggle, which is a platform for lots of kind of algorithm and coder prizes. So there are lots of different organizations using lots of different types of challenges and prizes to solve a whole bunch of different types of problems, like getting new ideas, building prototypes, launching pilots, or stimulating markets.
In the report, you discuss six different goals that incentive prizes can be designed to address. You just mentioned a couple of them right now. Walk us through those different goals, if you would, since I think they're really helpful for public leaders and program managers as they think about how they might use incentive prizes. The first goal or outcome area is attracting new ideas.
Yes. So prizes really allow designers to identify and expand on fresh, innovative ideas. The idea is that they can focus their efforts and ideas on a lot of people, a lot of different types of people with widely varying viewpoints on a broad range of public problems. So you can cast a really wide net and get lots of interesting ideas. An example of that would be the Small and Medium Enterprise Finance Challenge, which was run as a collaboration between the G20 and Ashoka Changemakers. And in a nutshell, the prize was for identifying novel public-private partnerships that would help to bring capital to small and medium-sized enterprises, which around the world tend to be undercapitalized. So fundamentally, they were looking for what is the next great idea to try to get funding to organizations that really have a hard time generating funding themselves.
And tell us about some of the other goals for incentive prize design.
So the second type, which is probably the most common, is about building prototypes and launching pilots. It's, producing or testing or improving models. The goal is not simply, in this case, to generate an idea that addresses an important public problem, but it's really to realize a functional version of a technology or a product or a service, and even sometimes to test it with its intended customers. So an example here would be New York City's Big Apps Challenge, which was designed to create innovative software applications that would make municipal data more accessible to city residents. So they tapped into the developer community in and around the New York area. They set up a $50,000 prize purse. They created different kind of categories of competition like green, mobility, health and safety. And then they created other types of incentives like creating a judging panel, with representatives whose opinions would really matter to people who are doing software development, and ultimately resulted in the development of about 96 different types of apps that were using municipal data in new and innovative ways.
What was the prize in that case, Jesse, for the New York City Big Apps Challenge?
It was money. I believe it was a $50,000 prize purse, but it was also kind of publicity and the ability, for example, for the grand prize winner to demo their app at the New York Tech Meetup conference.
And I know other cities have done apps challenges as well, like Boston. The third category you identify in terms of goals for incentive prizes is stimulating markets. Tell us about that.
The fundamental goal here is it's not just that you want to incent ideas. It's not that you just want to create a prototype or a model of some sort. You actually want to get it out there. You want to commercialize it. And public organizations in particular often want to develop products or services that are not yet available in the market, or they want to broadly encourage markets to sell innovative products or services that can achieve a public good. So hypothetically, if you're the Department of Energy, it'd be really great if you could get energy-saving technologies out into the market where people could use them, so that we don't are not as dependent on traditional sources of energy. So an example here would be the Progressive Insurance Automotive XPRIZE. What's really interesting about this is the goal was to encourage the creation of vehicles that would go over 100 MPGe, which is kind of a new metric that was also introduced as a function of this challenge, which is miles per gallon gasoline equivalent. So it was a way of doing apples to apples comparison of different types of automotive vehicles that might run on different types of fuels. And the sort of top three companies that participated awarded about $10 million in total to develop these vehicles as a way of moving them into commercialization. So the idea was let's create vehicles that will be the next generation of vehicles within the United States or even in the world, and and set goals in such a way that they are safe, that they're viable, and that they could ultimately be mass produced at some point if successful.
So in a way, Jesse, am I right that that example does have an overlap with the previous goal of building prototypes, because the challenge was to build a car that could get 100 miles per gallon equivalent, but the underlying motivation was broader. It was actually to stimulate a market for these types of cars.
That's exactly right. And I think those motivations end up being very important. So I work on a number of prizes in the work that I do. And often the big anxiety around incenting prototypes is if, for example, if I ask you to create a really effective fertilizer because, that's what the world needs, if I don't incent it properly, I could have lots of organizations create incredibly effective and also outrageously expensive fertilizers that no one would ever be able to use because it would be unaffordable in the market. And so it's by setting the parameters of these challenges properly so that you're doing as much as possible to incent something that can be commercialized up front that you are able to achieve these larger goals of commercialization.
Yep. So Jesse, tell us about the fourth major outcome for incentive prize design that you identified, which is raising awareness.
Okay, and let me add before I kind of dive into this that many prizes actually combined these different types of goals, and especially the first three goals that I just went over tend also to be combined with the second three that I'm about to start. So the fourth here is raising awareness, which is about enhancing exposure and educating a group on a particular issue. For many public organizations, raising awareness of the public or key stakeholder groups is really a key part of their mission. It's not just about creating, for example, new technologies, but it's also about helping the public understand, for example, the importance of conserving energy. So an example here would be the Health Resources and Services Administration's Maternal and Child Health Bureau, which is within the Department of Health and Human Services, launched the Stop Bullying Video Challenge with the goal of preventing and ending bullying in schools and communities nationwide. And the goal was to incent people who were interested in this topic to create videos that then could be used for spreading the word about the importance of stopping bullying. And there were, a small amount of prize money that was available here. But the big, of course, reward was getting your video out kind of nationally and having it be part of a program that you could really believe in.
We'll end this portion of the interview here, but the conversation will continue. I'm going to ask Jesse to talk about the final two goals for incentive prizes that the report identified, which are mobilizing action and inspiring transformation. I'm also going to ask him to share some of his advice about using challenges and incentive prizes, and I'll post his answers to the blog. But for now, Jesse, thank you and to your co-authors for your useful insights about incentive prizes, and thanks for being with us.
Andy, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.